Ah, there you go.
Door is scraping when it comes through, so I'm rehanging it.
Well, don't you think you should call a carpenter for that?
Why is it that every time I fix something in this house, I hear the voice of doom from Claire? Who says, don't you think you should call a carpenter? Don't you think you should call an electrician? Don't you think you should call a plumber? Don't you realize if it had not been for the effort, my effort, all these years, this house would have fallen apart. And I think that I deserve some credit, a pat on the back, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So, Denise, do they know that I'm in the Navy and at sea for weeks at a time?
Well, no, but don't worry about that. Dad's an old Navy man. He'll probably eat that one right up. Hey, babe, you nervous?
Yes. It's not every day a man gets to meet the parents of the woman he married.
Oh, that's true, but don't worry. I'm sure they'll love you. Of course. No one can love you as much as I love you.
Oh, all right. Well?
Well?
Let's go!
Martin, hold it. There's something else my parents don't know about you.
You didn't tell them I'm divorced.
Right.
Honey, don't worry. They'll either accept it or they won't.
Oh, that's a good attitude.
I know. Come on, let's go.
Baby. There's one more thing that they sort of don't know about you.
What?
You. They don't know about you.
I beg your pardon.
I don't know, I just sort of forgot to tell him I got married.
Denise, I know that you don't think I have much of a sense of humor, but you're testing me on this, right?
No, but you have to admit this is pretty funny, right?
You are gonna let me go in here and meet two people who don't even know I exist? And then say, by the way, I'm married to this guy?
Yeah, something like that.
There you go. Now, all it needed was a little fine-tuning. Close it up and watch it swing through. You just have to wait until the humidity goes down because this is all swollen, see? It's going to be fine. Now, look, if you have a problem, just remember, you just do like this.
Did you bring pictures? Let me get a look at you. Girl, you are skinny.
Oh, please.
I gotta feed you. Look at you. Oh.
Hey. Hey.
What are you doing home?
We didn't expect you back from Africa for another week.
Yeah, I know, but a friend got me on his flight, so... I took it.
So why didn't you call us? We could have picked you up from the airport.
Oh, it's no problem. He dropped me off.
Where's your luggage?
My luggage. Yeah, I wanted to talk to you guys about that.
The airline lost the luggage.
No.
Was it stolen?
No. Someone's watching it.
You didn't leave your luggage with a stranger.
Of course not. I know this person really well. So anyways, where's Rudy? Where's Vanessa?
They went to the mall.
Oh, that's too bad. Where's Theo?
Moved out. Praise the Lord.
He found an apartment in the village with a couple of other students from NYU.
Now, where's the luggage? That was expensive luggage. No, where is it?
I know, the luggage is fine.
Denise, yes? Come here and sit down. Your father and I need to talk to you.
Yes. We want to talk to you because the whole time that you were gone, we were thinking and thinking and thinking about you
And we just want you to please hear us out, okay?
Well, first of all, we want to tell you that we are really proud of you for sticking it out in the rainforests of Africa. That must have been quite an experience, and I'm sure that you have grown a lot from that, and you're probably thinking about what you're going to do next with your life.
You know, as a matter of fact, I want to talk to you guys about that.
Yes, and I talked to the president of Hillman, and she said you can come back anytime you want.
Mom, Dad, I'd like to talk to you about the guy who's watching my luggage.
Come on. No. We're talking about...
No, Dad.
Yes.
He's wonderful.
Good.
His name is Martin.
Fine.
And, Daddy graduated from Annapolis. And, he's a lieutenant in the Navy.
Oh, boy. Navy man. Can't go wrong with that.
You have to bring him by the house sometime.
Yeah, I'd love to soon.
Sure.
I hope.
Gosh, you two sound serious.
Okay. Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
We got married.
So I'm talking about... to do is... Now, even if
you don't want to go to college.
I'm talking to her about going to college.
This child has just said that she is married.
Who said that?
Yeah, man, I got married, you know, tied the knot. Da 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 da
da da da da.
Denise, you got married without telling us.
Yeah, you guys, I'm married. You happy for me?
Da 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 da.
Cliff, I need to speak to you in the kitchen. Denise is married, and I don't even know her last name.
Mrs. Stupid.
When we let this child go to Africa, she was supposed to come back here more mature, more responsible. How could she pull a stunt like this? She didn't call us, she didn't write us a letter, nothing. She just shows up at the door. Hi, I'm married. We're supposed to be happy about that? I have got a nerve to walk in there and grab that child by her arms and shake her. Weren't you going to say something? Come on, Cliff, come on.
Hello.
Here we are, Mr. and Mrs. Kendall.
Dr. Huxtable? Mrs. Huxtable? It's a pleasure to meet you both. Denise has told me so much about you.
Sorry, we can't say the same about you.
Martin, please, sit down.
Yes, ma'am.
So, need something? Isn't he beautiful, huh?
I realize this is a bit awkward, especially when you've just heard things about me that you might find troubling.
Troubling things.
Well, I'm sure you were concerned when you heard I was divorced.
You're divorced?
You didn't tell them.
It's just getting to that. Mom, Dad, it's just one of those, you know, crazy things that happen, you know? Martin's ex-wife wasn't mature or focused. She didn't know what she wanted out of her life. Her head was all over the place.
And so he married you.
That's right.
I suppose I also have to tell them about Olivia.
Is that another wife?
That's my 3-year-old daughter.
That's my new stepdaughter.
Where is she? In the luggage?
No, sir. She's with my parents now.
Yeah, we can't wait for you to meet her. Isn't this fantastic? Mom, I'm a mom.
Kitchen. Well, forget college. Forget everything. Mom, I'm a mom. She is not prepared. What is she thinking of? What is going on in her mind? How is she going to support a child? Where are they going to live?
Not here.
You know, you two are spending a lot of time in here. You're being sort of rude to your guest. He's your new son-in-law.
Denise, sit down. Now, your father and I did not see your life unfolding in this way. Look at him. You have turned this man into an invalid. Yes, you. When you came back from Africa, you were supposed to go back to college, get a degree, start a career, then get married and have a family.
But just because that way worked out for you doesn't mean it's the right way for me.
Oh, child, please. Nobody's saying your way is wrong. No.
It's wrong.
Mom, Dad, I know the path that I may have chosen is going to be difficult. But I don't care. I know it's going to be okay. You know why? I found love. There's so much love between Martin and me and Olivia and me. I know whatever problems come up, our love will see us through. That's how strong our love is.
Could we please stop all this love talk for just 1 minute? Now, where is this child's mother, and where are you going to live?
Not here.
Olivia's mom realized that she wasn't mature enough to raise a child, so she gave custody to Martin. And we're on a waiting list for housing at Martin's Naval Base in Rhode Island.
And how long is this waiting list?
I don't know. They say we should have a place to live in a year. Dad, no, we don't want to live here. I mean, it would help us out if we could stay here just for a little while until we get an apartment. That way you guys could, you know, get to know Martin before he ships out.
He's shipping out.
Yeah, he's leaving next week for 3 months.
And you have not yet found an apartment for you or your stepchild, whom you will be raising alone.
Mom, it's gonna be okay. I know I could raise this child. You know, maybe I'll go back to college. I don't know. Maybe I'll join the Navy with Martin. Anything is possible. You know why?
Because you found love.
Olivia, honey, this is the house where Denise grew up.
Yeah, I used to come downstairs and play with all my dolls down here.
Bathroom?
Yeah, there's one down the hall. Do you have to go?
No, I want to know just in case.
Okay. Mom, Dad, the Kendalls are home. There's someone here I'd like you to meet.
Oh, Martin, she's adorable. Isn't she, Cliff?
It's too short.
Hi.
Hi.
You must be Olivia.
Uh-huh. I'm 3 and a half. I'll be 4 next month.
Well, I hope I get to come to the birthday party.
You're invited.
Olivia, this is Denise's father. His name is Dr. Huxtable.
Hi.
And how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Do you have a job?
No.
Then I guess I can't get any money out of you.
I have money.
You do? How much?
I have a lot of it. You can have some if you want.
No, this is not one of my children. And you can stay for dinner if you like.
Thank you.
All right.
But
yes?
I don't eat red meat.
after you eat ice cream?
Yes.
Well, I have bad news for you. Because there is red meat in ice cream.
No way, Jose!
Olivia, I bet I could find you a nice bowl of meatless vanilla ice cream. And I could probably fix a batch of chocolate chip cookies to go with it. Would you like that?
Yes! Daddy, is that okay?
Sure, honey.
Come on. Come on, we'll help in the kitchen.
Claire.
Yes.
May I see you for a minute, please?
Yes.
Now, see, this is what I'm talking. See, you're starting to weaken.
Cliff, the child is adorable.
I'm not talking about whether somebody is adorable. You have forgotten the master plan. And that is, we are supposed to get all of the children out of the house, not let them come back in bringing other people with them.
Here, I have something you can play with whenever you want.
Thanks.
This is my favorite.
A teddy bear?
Not just any teddy bear. It's Bobo.
Bobo teddy bear.
Whenever you have a problem, tell Bobo. He understands.
Okay, I will.
You're gonna like it here. It's a fun place to live, if you know what to do.
How will I know what to do?
I'll tell you. For instance, if you want something from my mom, never do any whining.
What's whining?
You know, when you do this. Please, please, give me more of that, please. That's whining. Don't do it.
Okay, what else you got?
Now, my dad, he can be tough. Never wake him up when he's taking a nap. And whenever he's around, start reading a book. He loves that.
I don't know how to read.
Fake it. You'll score big.
Okay.
Now, Vanessa just turned 16. She's getting weird. Avoid her.
Okay.
Any questions?
What should I know about you?
Just do whatever I tell you, and we'll get along fine.
Okay.
So, after I finished taking pictures with Elizabeth of the pygmies, I went to Kinshasa to unwind, and I was in a public marketplace, and I just bought some guava juice, and then I turned around, bumped into Martin, and I spilled it all over him.
I had just polished these shoes.
Yeah, it sounds like my sister.
We're back!
Hey! Hey, Miss Bugaboo. Did you have a good time?
Yes, but hide and seek makes me hungry.
Do you want to make a peanut butter sandwich?
Yes, please.
Okay. Cheese, kiss.
I have mine on toast with lettuce, bananas, and jam.
Kenny, this is not your house. If you want a peanut butter sandwich, you're gonna have to make it yourself.
Yeah, tell him, sis.
I'll just have it with peanut butter.
You're it.
Hey, Leo, you here again?
Yeah, I came by to visit the niece and the family. Yeah.
You came by to eat our food.
Well, yeah, that too.
Give me these off, put them in the kitchen.
Oh, Cliff, you're such a good husband.
Well, thank you very much. I might have
peanut butter, I need turkey.
Go look in the kitchen, please. Now, what do you think?
I think we need a bigger refrigerator.
Come on, buy your dinner.
Are we going to come back home?
Yes, after Rudy's graduated from college.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Came in to complain there's too many people in the house and then demanded to use our bathroom.
Did you tell her to get a job?
Thank you.
Is Denise in bed yet?
Yeah, I think so.
I hope everything is all right over there.
You were worried?
Yes, I am worried. The child is in a room across the hall with a man and a baby, and she's a baby herself. Denise doesn't know what she's doing, Cliff. Did you see her at the table? Did you see her cut that broccoli for Olivia? Those pieces were way too big. And when she wasn't looking, I cut that broccoli myself. I hope she put enough cover on Olivia. It's chilly tonight.
Okay, let's go on over, all right?
Thank you. Now you're going to knock first.
Anybody give me any rent money?
And so it was that a long time ago, Nasha agreed to be married. The king's mother and sisters took Nasha to their house, and the wedding preparations began. The best weavers in the land laid out their finest cloth for a wedding garment. Villagers from all around were invited to the celebration, and a great feast was held. Nasha prepared the bread for the wedding feast from millet that had been brought from her village. Mufara proclaimed to all who would hear him that he was the happiest father in all the land, for he was blessed with two beautiful and worthy daughters, Nasha the queen and Manyata, a servant in the queen's household.
Was taped before a studio audience.